You're listening to SBS News.
International students Chin Yu Chong and Edwin Young say they were cheated for years while working at the Monga Dessert Lounge in Melbourne's East. Paid as little as $10 an hour and working up to 70 hours a week without penalty rates or overtime. Edwin Young has described their treatment as inhumane.
Very bad. Very bad. Yeah, I don't think I'm a human being when I was working in Monga.
In desperation, the 32-year-old and 23-year-old took their timesheets and bank records to the Migrant Workers' Centre. Organiser Wallace Huang was startled by what they revealed.
And we found that our estimate was nearly $200,000 in underpayment over like 4 years for both of them. And that's just a staggering sum.
But it's no isolated case. According to a recent survey of temporary migrant employees, almost a third of international students and backpackers working in the hospitality industry is paid less than $12 an hour. Wallace Huang says that's about half the minimum wage required by law.
Wage theft is a very, very big issue in the Australian workplace landscape. It's endemic. Unfortunately, employers see migrant workers and international students as easier to rip off. And that is a practice that absolutely has to stop.
Union representatives are demanding Monga pay over the money they say is owed to Chin Yu Chong and Edwin Young. But Migrant Workers Centre organiser Wallace Huang says there has been little progress in negotiations.
But it's been months. This came to us last November. There still has been no resolution. And it's clear that the employer is seeking to take us in circles, essentially waste our time and, more importantly, the time of the workers.
When approached by SBS, Monga management would only say the workers' claim had been referred to the restaurant's lawyers and accountants, who they could not name. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.